The 63-year-old German director Michael Haneke has a reputation for exploring extreme and violent states of mind. Working in France for the last 5 years, he's made a series of films including La Pianiste, in which Isabelle Huppert plays a piano teacher given to voyeurism, sadism, and self-mutilation. Haneke's acclaimed new film, Cachet, won him the Best Director prize at last year's Cannes Film Festival. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
One thing I get to do as a critic is walk into a movie without knowing anything, not even the premise. And I love this. I love being disoriented and letting the filmmakers only gradually give me my bearings. Now, I realize I'm in the business of taking that pleasure away from you, and that's going to be especially true of Michael Haneke's Cachet, which is a strange hybrid of political parable, meditation on the video medium, and ghost story. And what's thrilling is our disorientation. So what I'll try to do is tell you some things about Cachet without taking away that sense of discovery that's the best reason to see it. The first thing is that the movie plays with perspectives. It's tantalizing. Are we watching a video within a movie or real life? The realities often blur. The first shot is a long, static view of a city house with people coming and going. It turns out to be a tape mailed to the protagonist, Georges, played by Daniel Auteuil, and his wife Anne, played by Juliette Binoche. Who sent it? Why? Was it perhaps a crazed fan? Georges, after all, is a famous TV personality. He interviews authors on a highbrow show surrounded by formidable bookcases. Because cachet means hidden, let's switch for a moment to a genre that was once the province of horror films, but has lately been seeping into the mainstream. Call it the revenge of the repressed. Something once happened, an injustice, maybe cultural. In a Stephen King novel, or Poltergeist, it might be that developers dug up the graves of an Indian burial ground, or the protagonist committed a crime long ago, and now a demon has emerged from the depths of his unconscious. Post 9/11, this device has been adopted by liberal filmmakers. They've created scenarios that drive home the source of the third world's anger. The Constant Gardener, Syriana, Munich, even Crash rub our noses in the West's willed ignorance. These filmmakers argue that to maintain our comfort and affluence, we've pushed our imperialism and racism out of our minds. We've cultivated a cultural and historical amnesia. At the core of Cachet's narrative is a Paris riot of October 1961, in which around 200 Algerian immigrants, protesting their disenfranchisement, were killed by the police. Now, what does Georges, the public face of the haute bourgeois intelligentsia, have to do with all this? Obviously something. The truth, as it turns out, is cruel, and some of the imagery grisly. And the source of those images is maddeningly hard to pin down. It's impossible to see Cachet and not think of the riots that tore up French cities a few months ago. Haneke was almost supernaturally prescient. But the movie has a serious flaw, which is that its protagonist has no stature as a dramatic character. Georges relives his past in dreams, avenging dreams, the last of which will haunt you for a long time. But he remains stubborn in his denial. Haneke never lets him rise to the occasion. He has too much contempt for him, which I think is an example of an artist putting politics ahead of drama. But Cachet does point the way for mainstream directors to use genre devices to explore the politics of forgetting. And that's something film can do with more psychological complexity than the news media and more visceral kick than literature. It can show us the cost of the hidden, the ever-escalating rent on those locked storage rooms of the mind.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.